Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, October the 30th, 1983. Thank the Lord for a beautiful day that the Lord has given us. Today you can say with that song, I know the Bible is true. The same precious God's Word that talks about heaven also talks about hell. Brother Kermit is going to come to read our scripture and lead us in prayer this time. We'll be having the prayer request just before I give God's Word today.
Let us, if we will, turn in our Bibles to Psalms 19, and we'll read verses 7 through 14. Psalms 19, and we'll read verses 7 through 14. Psalms 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinance of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we come to thee this morning, Father, in prayer, asking that you forgive us of our sins and shortcomings, and forgive us, Father, of the many failures that we've had. And Father, we ask that this morning you begin and lift us up and draw us close to thee, Father, in a way that we can again be committed to thee and to thy ways, and to the work, Father, that and the task that you set before of us, that we may be busy, Father, in the things that you would have us to be busy at. And Father, we pause this morning in prayer, asking that you look upon those and the families, Father, of those that are sick and shut in. Be with them, Father, and bless them in a special way. And Father, we ask in each case that should there be one that don't yet know thee as thy personal Savior, that one show up, Father, with the word, or with the way, Father, that will cause them to come to the realizations before it's eternally too late, Father, how much they need thee, and how much, Father, you're willing them, how much love you're willing to give them, and how you long, Father, for them to come and spend eternity with you. Be with us, Father, and be with those of our number that are traveling or soon will be traveling, Father, and see them safely through. And, Father, we ask now that you bless each home represented here with us this morning, that, Father, we can be with thee, Father, be in service for thee, and that in all that we do, Father, we give thee the praise and the glory. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
before the message, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us. I forgot to call on them last Sunday, and as I was driving home, the Lord brought that to my mind. My feet are still on the ground. We certainly appreciate Tom and Fred and those who take part in our services. Glad Melvin is home with us, and Jeff for a while, and play the piano for us today.
Oh, to die, around the gate, And I'll hear little David play, be my Jesus on that day. Heaven's joy will lead the way when I step inside the gate, inside the gate, inside the gate.
Every person here will be inside the gate. I don't know how much longer the Lord is going to wait until He comes for the church. It could be today. Before we get into the message this morning, we'd like to mention some prayer requests. This one here was handed to me from someone in the choir. Margaret Caldwell needs her prayers. I do not know this lady, but I'm sure that God's certainly able to meet her need. We also want to remember and lift up Brother Earl's mother-in-law today. She's in room 321 over here in the hospital. Certainly one of God's children. She's certainly been a blessing to our church and to all who've known her and all who still know her. The Lord can raise her up and she can be back inside our church to work some more for the Lord if it could be His will. She wants God's will done. Now, she and I have talked together. Discuss God's Word together. She wants God's will done in her life. We also want to remember David's dad today, Virgil Maggard, and he's in 368 in St. Joseph Hospital. He's going to be coming home maybe tomorrow. Is that right, David? Let's remember Virgil, especially pray today for his salvation. Thank the Lord for all that the Lord is going to do. We also want to remember the next two names on our list here in our bulletin. Two Hoskins ladies, sisters here in the church, Lola and Dorothy. We thank God for you all and all that God's doing in your life physically and spiritually in every way. Ms. Lane's brother, or nephew rather, Truby Kelly, got to go home. But she called me on the phone this morning, and her brother, George, fell recently, and yesterday, I guess it was, and needs our prayers, and that's where Ms. Lane is today. Also want to continue to pray for Brother Jerry's dad. Also, Herbert Haynes, Brother Combs' wife over in the nursing home. We also want to pray for Brother Combs, who got out of the hospital Friday morning. My mom, let's and lift her up in prayer, and also Brother Giesman's wife, Ms. Maude Barker. Continue to pray for Ms. Beck, and Willie Davis, John, and Lucy Talby. Ms. Talby was in again yesterday, I believe it was. And said John was feeling just a little better. So also Brother Murdy Caldwell and Brother Flincham's mom. Ms. Frost's daughter, Irene, let's continue to lift her up in prayer. Also, J.M. Ellington, this is Carolyn Combs' brother. Belle Perkins and Lafer Giles, Brother Tom's mom. Gerald Wayne Watts, Bobby Begley, Mrs. Campbell. Mrs. Deaton, Allie Deaton, this is Ms. White's mom, and her dad is going to have surgery Thursday, I believe it is. Is that right? Tuesday. Let's be praying for him also. Let's remember our nation today as we look to the Lord again in another word of prayer. Father, we thank Thee for bringing each one of us here this morning to this place of worship. We just thank Thee, Father, for all that You're able to do through Your Holy Spirit, and we allow Him to use each one of us today. Father, we lift our hearts up to Thee in prayer at this time for our nation, for the families of those boys whose lives were taken there last Sunday in Beirut. Father, You know the needs of our nation at this time. You know the needs of our president and all those in authority in our nation. Help us, Father, to turn our lives over to Thee fully, 100%. We know that our nation needs to turn back to God. We know that Your Word says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And may we turn back to Thee, Father, because there is where our hope lies. It's not in bombs and bullets and guns and airplanes, but it's in Thee. And we thank Thee that You're certainly able to help us as a nation. Thank Thee for Your Word today as we look into it. And again, we ask Your blessing upon each of these requests that we've read off and others that these dear people have in their hearts. Bless each one, those unspoken requests, unsaved loved ones, for those who are physically ill. We just praise Your name for all You're able to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Baptist Faith and Message, which is a little yellow pamphlet that I believe all of our members have or should have, it has a statement in there. It begins with a statement about the Bible. The Holy Bible was written by men divinely inspired and is the record of God's revelation of Himself to man. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter or content. I want to go on record today as saying I believe every word in the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to the last word of Revelation. God's Word is true. And what hasn't come to pass is going to come to pass. Much of God's Word has already come to pass. And I thank God today that His Word is as true, as real, as wonderful as tomorrow's newspaper. It's up to date. It does not have to be revised, as many of our textbooks in our schools have to be revised. Bill Marshall, who was a former missionary on the foreign field, said to us yesterday morning at Cedarmore, "We need to set our priorities straight. We need to get our priorities fixed. What comes first in my life? In our life as a church, our church needs to be committed to telling the good news, to telling others the best news that anyone ever had. And that is that Jesus saves." Brother Lionel Williams put the two words, or painted the two words that we have up over the door as you leave. Those two words says, "Jesus saves." And He does. Jesus came. Give His life a ransom for many. The theme verse of God's Word, no doubt, is John 3:16. And probably 98% of y'all could quote every word today of that verse. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The same Bible that says, "For the wages of sin is death," also says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The same Bible tells us this, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. You know, I believe all of us here who know the Lord should be a little more like Jesus every day. We should radiate more of what is on the inside every day as we live our lives here in this world of darkness. The blessing I belong. And I thank God, first of all, I belong to the Lord. I belong to Him. The song says, now I belong to Jesus. Do you belong to Him? The Bible says that He is the Savior of all men. That means He gives everyone life. But He is a special Savior to those who believe. And you need to put your trust in the Lord. I love that song. Maybe next Sunday our choir could sing this song. In times like these, we need a Savior. We need the Bible. I trust each one of us can say with the last chorus of that song, I'm very sure my anchor holds. My anchor holds. Do you know the Lord today? Christians are the Lord's property. They're dearly bought, lawfully acquired, and carefully preserved. Same one who saves us preserves us. And He has reserved us a home in heaven. Our key verse today is going to be Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. That says, Jeremiah almost quit preaching one time. He almost gave it up as a lost cause. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He cried a lot. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But he goes on and says, but his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I could not quit preaching. God's Word was in my heart. You know, the Bible tells us that out of our hearts the mouth speaks. When our mouth speaks, our mind is on parade. The Bible tells us a lot about God's Word, about how it came to be. God's Word is inspired. Every last word. In the original language, we know the King James Version was given to us in 1611, about a few years ago, over 300 years ago. In the original language, I believe that every precious word was sent down from God by the Holy Spirit. It was God-breathed. And I thank God for our King James Version of the Bible. The Bible tells us the Word of God is quick, alive, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's Word will do what nothing else will do. It brings men and women, boys and girls, to salvation. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I've said this many times. If we will heed the Word of God, it is going to make heaven sweeter. If we do not heed God's Word and never put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is going to make hell hotter. I believe that. I believe the same Bible that says there is a wonderful place called heaven. There is a terrible place called hell, eventually the lake of fire. God's Word is a mirror. A mirror. When I was teaching school every year, I had my picture taken. And I love for them to take off the blemishes and so forth. That made me appear a little better outside, you know. God's Word tells it like it is. It tells us, it describes us with all of our blemishes, spiritually. God's Word. The book of James says some wonderful words. In James chapter 1, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," one of the verses Brother Kermit read for us a while ago, we'll get to in a little bit. It mentioned the word perfect. "Perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Have you looked in the mirror lately? The mirror of God's Word. This is why I'm encouraging the adults to do this Bible drill with us. We'll never get too well acquainted with God's Word. Such a wonderful book. I was a little discouraged a few months ago, and my Bible fell open to 2 Timothy 4, and three words bounced out at me from that page. It said, "Preach the Word. Preach the Word." I opened Myrna's Bible, and I'm telling you the truth, it fell open to 2 Timothy 4 again. As long as I have my right mind, I am going to stand up for this book if it takes my head. God's Word is worth standing for. It tells about a wonderful Savior and Lord. It tells about a wonderful God who loved us. Preach the Word. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." God's Word will bring joy and rejoicing. Jeremiah 23:29, "Is not thy word like as fire?" Our key verse said it was like fire. Jeremiah said, "His word was in my heart as a burning fire." The 23rd chapter in verse 29 again says, "Is not thy word like as fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Friends, if God's word is taken into our lives, it is going to break up the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. A heart that can understand what God's Word is saying. A lost person cannot understand the many truths of God's Word, but they can understand they're lost and on their way to hell in need of a Savior. Brother Ernest Hunter, I heard him preach at Napier High School one time. I was teaching there. And he said this, "You had better not invite me to speak unless you want to hear the Word of God." I still remember a statement he made at Napier. I don't know if it's in this same meeting or not. But he said it like this, "You do not have to be in who's who to know what's what." God's Word. God's Word is forever. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. Forever. First of all, here in verse 7 of Psalm 19, it says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Nothing more, nothing less will bring conviction, conversion in our lives except the Word. God's Word. It brings conversion. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God the Father hath raised Him, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Brother Ray gave us that one the other Sunday. It's with the heart that we believe. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Miss Sizemore has met the Lord face to face. She has met Him and has been saved. She knows the Lord. I trust you're saved. I trust you have been converted, born again, that your name is in that Lamb's Book of Life. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Notice how the Word of God describes itself. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise the simple, the truly wise person today is one who has listened to God's Word. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock." Do you know how to have your house to stand? Let it have a sure foundation. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. The verse we read over in Jeremiah 23:29 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me as the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. And then the Bible tells us, here in Psalm 19, that the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. In Matthew 6:22, Jesus said, "If thine eye be single, clear, or healthy, thy whole body shall be full of light." The light of the body is the eye. The commandment of the Lord is pure. In Latin, the eyes, the spiritual eyes. How is your spiritual eyesight? I'd rather be blind physically and have 20/20 vision spiritually than to have 20/20 vision physically and be blind spiritually. Being blind physically is not all of it. Thank the Lord, His Word. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. Then the Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. There is nothing so clean, so pure, so holy as this precious Word. The one it's about is Jesus. The fear of the Lord is clean. First message by Brother Hawkins Smith on Sunday night when he was with us, October the 9th, was on the fear of the Lord. How much do we fear God? How much do we fear Him? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And then the Bible tells us here that the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I believe this. If you and I will stay in the Word, that we'll not be stumbling around and groping around in the darkness in this world. Spiritually, I'm talking about. We need to stay in the Word. In verses 10 through 14, it says in Psalm 19, more to be desired are they than gold. I tell you, friends, all the gold in the world is going to vanish away sometime. The street in heaven is made out of gold. More to be desired are they than gold, and much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, in keeping of them there is great reward. Then the 14th verse says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I believe God's wonderful word. The same word that describes heaven describes hell. Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. I was coming home from being with Debbie and her family in Lexington on Tuesday. And I was listening to WMTC, Van Cleve. I don't know how many of you tune that station in and going to Lexington. I became a little child again as I heard a story by a lady on that radio station. She told about a little boy who was in an orphanage, and he wondered if anyone ever wanted him and would adopt him. Two families wanted him. One family said, if you'll go with us, you can have a bicycle right away. The other one said, if you go home with us, maybe there may be a time in your life when you can work out enough money for a bicycle. This little boy talked to the lady at the orphanage, and he was going to choose the one who could get him a bicycle right away. And the lady, tears came in her eyes because she knew that this family did not love God. And so he had an interview with both families. And the little boy said to the first family, will we go to church every Sunday? And the lady said, when we have company, we'll go. Will we read God's Word and in the home every day? No. The other family, to make a long story short, he chose the one who would take him to church and Sunday school on Sunday, and who would open God's Word every day. I got a blessing. That made the time pass off so much faster as I listened to that story. We need to love God's precious Word. Do you love God's Word? Oh, how love I thy law, David said. It is my meditation all the day. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Thy Word have I hid in my heart. That's why we're having the adult learn these verses. Hide God's Word away in your heart. When temptation comes along, you can say no to sin and yes to the Lord. I don't know your need today, but I know one who knows your need, and that is